blessed book it is. So much in this book that we can learn. So here in chapter 12, last week Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And here at the end of the chapter, notice verse 37. The Bible says, "But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." So they did not confess him, is our title. Lord, I pray you'd use your word tonight in our hearts. I thank you for the privilege to open it together. Pray we'll leave blessed and changed through its power. We commit the service to you. May Jesus truly be lifted up and glorified in this service. In his name we pray this. Amen. So even though Jesus worked many miracles, as it says there in verse 37, yet they believed not. Isn't that amazing? Reminds me of Luke 16, where the rich man and Lazarus both died, and the rich man was in hell. He said, "If you would send someone back to warn my brothers of this place," basically asked Abraham that if he would do that for him, and he said, "I can't do that. They have Moses and the prophets. They have the word of God." And he said, "No, but if one went back from the dead," and he said, "No, if they believe not the word of God, they will not get saved, even though one rose from the dead," and someone did rise from the dead, Jesus Christ. And yet still, the way to destruction is broad, and the gate is wide, sadly. And here Jesus is working miracles among the people, amazing miracles. It hasn't been that long, chapter 11, where he raised Lazarus from the dead, and it yet said, "Yes, yet they believed not." Because it's not about miracles or what we see or what we experience. It's about us responding through the help and the power of the Holy Ghost to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the two-edged sword of God's word. It always comes down to that, believing on the Son through the gospel. And so the Bible says that Jesus then, or the Bible teaches that Isaiah prophesied of this in the heart of man, saying there in verse 38, "Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them." How sad. And of course we know Romans 10, but let's look at it. Very familiar passage. But to be saved, it takes confession and it takes faith. It takes the faith. That's the heart part. Confession is the mouth part. Romans 10:9, most of us know us, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes in unrighteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we must confess, and we must believe. And that's the very thing that the people were not willing to do, is confess and believe. Then we see this amazing passage here about these rulers who actually did believe on him, but they weren't willing to confess him. Now, this was 2,000 years ago, but things haven't changed much, have they? There are still plenty of Christians who have believed on him, but they still won't confess him. They still won't tell others about him. They still won't publicly confess Jesus Christ to others, starting with baptism, of course, and then going on to sharing the gospel with the lost. And I think it's a golden opportunity to share through this some of the reasons why Christians don't witness, why they won't confess Christ. And I have at least five here, but one of the reasons why Christians don't confess Jesus is because they're not ready. they haven't prepared themselves. They haven't even taken the time to understand the gospel well enough to be able to present it to others. And they're going to be accountable for that when they get to heaven. You know, God's not going to say, oh, it's no problem that you didn't take a couple of hours out of your life to learn how to present the gospel. He's not going to say that, is he? There will be plenty of regrets for not doing it, but we need to be ready. And many Christians just aren't ready. Paul, if you go to Romans 1:15, Paul said he was always ready. And that word ready, that's an important word. Notice what it says. So as much as in me is, I'm ready. I'm ready to preach the gospel. And many Christians are just not ready. And these Pharisees obviously weren't. And then go to 1 Peter 3:15, which again uses this word ready. But notice what it says. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, 1 Peter 3:15, and be what? Ready. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. But notice that word ready, be ready. By the way, that's a command, isn't it? That's one of the 200 or so commands of Jesus, is to be ready. And so many Christians, that's why they don't witness, because they're just not ready. Now, it says there in our passage, they did not confess him. I think a second reason why many Christians don't witness is because they just don't understand the necessity. How critical, how important it is. You know, if you go to 1 Corinthians 9:16, the Apostle Paul talked about this word necessity. So one of the words is this word ready. God wants us to be ready to witness. But another word is the word necessity, understanding that it's necessary that we do it. It's necessary for the sake of the lost. Notice 1 Corinthians 9:16, Paul says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Do you see what he says there? The necessity. It's necessary. It has to happen. People need to hear. And that passage we looked at on Sunday morning recently, 2 Timothy chapter 2. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. We need to present the gospel. The rest is between them and the Lord. But a lot of Christians don't witness because they're not ready. Some Christians don't witness because they just don't grasp the necessity. And of course, along with that is 2 Corinthians 5:11, and that is a lot of Christians just don't really grasp the reality of hell. That it's a real place and people are really going there if they don't trust Jesus Christ. The Bible says, notice what Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 5:11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. People don't talk much about the terror of the Lord, do they? Excuse me, but it's in the Bible. And I guarantee you, when someone wakes up in hell, there's a lot of terror. And so, a lot of Christians don't witness because they just don't recognize the terror. They really don't believe that there is terror involved for the lost who perish without Jesus. And then, of course, verse 42 of our passage, the fourth reason why many Christians don't witness is because they're just afraid. It says, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. So these rulers, they believed on Jesus, but they weren't going to tell anybody because they were afraid of the consequences. They were afraid that they might be put, well, they probably would have been put out of the synagogue because that's just the way it was working then. The Pharisees basically booted out anybody who confessed Christ. And so being able to stay a part of it was more important to them than confessing Jesus Christ. It was a fear thing. And Proverbs 29:25, let's look at it. What does the Bible say about the fear of man? Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. When God called Jeremiah, he said, I can't witness, I'm just a child. And God said, be not afraid of their faces, for I'm with thee to deliver thee. He said to Jeremiah, don't be afraid to witness. Don't be afraid to do what I'm calling you to do. And what did Paul say in 2 Timothy 1? The Lord hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So the fourth reason why many Christians don't witness is because they're afraid. So some Christians don't witness because they're just not ready. They haven't prepared to witness, to share the gospel. Some Christians don't witness because they just don't grasp the necessity. Some don't grasp the reality of the terrors of hell. Some are afraid of the consequences, are afraid of rejection. Maybe rejection from an unsaved person or a stranger, but even rejection maybe from their family or their workmates or whatever, but ultimately fear. And then some don't witness because they aren't filled. And really, this is the main reason, isn't it? The Bible says they love the praise of men more than the praise of God, talking about these religious leaders. But if you go to Acts chapter 1, the Bible says that God filled us for a purpose. And we all know we were filled by God himself in the person of the Holy Ghost. But he shared with us the purpose of that filling. It wasn't so that we could show off our filling or whatever. It was the primary purpose of being filled, Acts 1:8, is what? Ye shall be witnesses. Ye shall be witnesses. That's why we were filled. And I really believe that a lot of Christians don't witness because they're not filled. They're not being filled with the Spirit of God, because I believe when the Spirit of God does fill Christians, they naturally witness. And this is what happened with the apostles. Go to Acts 4, we'll see this. Just a couple of sample verses here in Acts 4, but I want you to see the connection between being filled and being bold or witnessing. Notice verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Isn't that good? And down in verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And after these requests, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, what happened? And they spake the word of God with boldness. And there's many other times in the book of Acts where the filling is connected with sharing the gospel, with being bold to tell others about Jesus Christ. The boldness doesn't come from within us. The boldness comes from the Lord. If we're filled with the Holy Spirit, He'll give us the boldness to do what we've been commanded to do. But sadly, these religious leaders, an example of a lot of modern day Christians, the Bible says they did not confess Him. Even though they believed, as it says there, many, it says many, believed on Him. Yet, because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him. And so, when we think about these five reasons tonight, we know who's the author of all five of them, right? And it's not God. It's another God with a little g, who is the author of these reasons for not confessing Christ. If Christians aren't ready, that's not God's fault. If Christians don't understand the necessity, then that just means they're not paying attention to the Word of God. If they don't understand the terror of the lost, again, it's clearly stated in the Word how horrible hell is. If they are afraid, that didn't come from God, because He didn't give us the spirit of fear, does He? He gives us the spirit of power, and He gives us the Holy Spirit, who gives us, as we just read, the last reason, boldness. Boldness and the filling go hand in hand. So a good here just reminder for us from a 2,000-year-old situation that things haven't changed much in 2,000 years. There's still going to be Christians who do not confess Him. And we're commanded to. So let's not let the devil trick us. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for Your Word.